USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A new court filing suggests the special counsel now assigned in the Hunter Biden investigations could seek an indictment against the president's son before the end of this month. Republican Congressman James Comer suggests he's pleased to see the news.
Now, I'm proceeding with caution with David Weiss, but I'll say this. This is an opportunity for David Weiss to clear his good name.
Comer spoke on Fox Business. Special counsel David Weiss may be focused on the gun charge filed earlier, accusing Hunter Biden of lying on a firearms form. An attorney for the president's son said until something changes, Hunter intends to abide by the rules that were set out in an earlier plea agreement that ultimately fell apart. A new lawsuit is challenging Donald Trump's placement on the election ballot in Colorado next year. The lawsuit was filed Wednesday by the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. It was filed on behalf of six Republican voters who believe the former president should be disqualified from office for alleged violations of the 14th Amendment in connection with the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Meanwhile, two of former President Trump's co-defendants in Georgia will be going to trial together.
Judge Scott McCaffrey of Fulton County, Georgia, decided Wednesday that Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough will face trial together on October 23rd. Scott Grubman is representing Chesbrough in the case.
We respect the court's decision. Clearly, we're going to be tried alongside Ms. Powell, but we will file additional motions to make sure that the trial that we have with Ms. Powell is fair.
President Biden continues to abide by CDC recommendations for masking, social distance, and for COVID-19 testing periodically in the wake of his wife's positive diagnosis over the Labor Day weekend. The White House updated reporters this week saying First Lady Jill Biden is also staying at the couple's vacation home in Delaware throughout the duration of her illness. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
During a surprise trip to Ukraine Wednesday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced another $1 billion in U.S. support for Ukraine, including funds for humanitarian assistance.
We're continuing life-saving humanitarian assistance, emergency shelter for those whose homes Russia has destroyed, medical support and health care for survivors of Russian missile attacks and shelling, including, as we saw again last night and today.
The newest aid package also includes $175 million in weapons support. It brings the total amount of U.S. support since Russia invaded to well over $40 billion. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle, though, so far have disagreed, saying the support for Ukraine is vital for Western democracies across the globe. A federal judge is ordering the state of Texas to move its floating border barrier in the Rio Grande River. The decision by U.S. District Judge David Ezra marks a legal victory for the Biden administration, but Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has promised to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In his decision, Judge Ezra wrote, "The state of Texas has not proven the floating barrier's effectiveness at thwarting illegal immigration." I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh! You're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! Hey, look! We're on the Jumbotron!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.